militant leaders, allegedly by Israel, Israelis are on edge, waiting for an expected retaliation. Both Hamas and Hezbollah have the potential to strike most of Israel with long-range missiles and cause widespread damage, but they also do not want an all-out war with Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The northern city of Haifa is only 32 kilometers from the border with Lebanon and has a port and chemical factories that could be targets of a Hezbollah attack. Since October 7th, when Hamas launched a terror attack on southern Israel, triggering the war in Gaza, the Haifa Emergency Command Center has been underground as Hezbollah and Israel have traded fire across the Israeli border with Lebanon. City officials say Haifa is prepared for an attack. Leonid Resnick is the head of emergency preparedness in the Haifa municipality.
All our bomb shelters are opening automatically in case of the alarm or if I will decide to open it. For example, now I'm opening it from the phone. You can see the light is starting. That means that the bomb shelter is open.
That's VOA's Linda Gradstein reporting. The Gaza ceasefire talks mediated by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war are scheduled to resume Thursday in Cairo. But reports say following the death of Ismail Haniyeh, there have been reports Hamas will not participate. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel was asked about that possibility during a briefing Tuesday.
We've seen the reports of what they have said as it relates to their participation. Our partners in Qatar have assured us that they will work to have Hamas represented. It is far time for Hamas to release the remaining hostages, including the American citizens. But broadly, we fully expect these talks to move forward as they should.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday defended his country's shock incursion into Russia's northeastern Kursk region